This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Santana and Earth, Wind and Fire.
You see me take my glasses off when you say that?
Yeah.
I hope you got that on the video.
Vaughn, hope you got that.
That's how amazed and blown away I was by that announcement just now, Sarah.
Santana and... Oh, hold on.
Hang on.
Start it over. Get Vaughn. You know where to put the camera.
Ready? You got it on me, Vaughn?
Vaughn's got it.
Okay, here we go. Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What did you say, Sarah?
A little bit of a delayed reaction. Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire, they are coming to the Bay Area. Two shows. Marcus Osborne. Two shows.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I like both those groups.
You don't have to wait too long. June 23rd, Shoreline. June 24th, Concord.
Love hearing Philip Bailey.
Turn that up.
Oh, man.
I love Santana, but I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were like soul disco. Like, there's something about just the vocals that just made me all damp.
It's such a mixture of like calypso and some African sounds and a little bit of disco, but the vocals were slush, perfect harmonies.
Yeah, just amazing.
Everybody, and you know what? The other thing about Earth, Wind, and Fire, all their music was positive.
Yeah,
that's interesting. It was specifically set out by Maurice White. Earth, Wind, and Fire was going to be a group that made positive music. And all their songs are positive.
Oh. Turn up. Did we have this conversation? They're saying like adi-da, right? Or adi-ya.
It's badia.
Badia. That's what it is.
And the original writer of this song didn't like that part of the song.
Oh, really?
She didn't. She's like, I don't like that.
Who wrote it?
It shouldn't be in there. There was a woman, and she just died. I forgot her name.
I was going to say, don't say Diane Warren.
No, it wasn't Diane Warren. It was another woman. She was in her 80s when she died, and she wrote this song with the band, and she didn't like that particular part of the song. I'm like, that's the song.
Yeah.
That's what everybody remembers.
Body, yeah.
Although,
body, yeah.
As much as I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, September is probably the song that is my least favorite.
Oh, well, that's the one you hear. That's the one they always play.
They play it to death. Like, you can't go to a wedding without hearing September.
Right. Do you remember?
Can't go to one. Or Celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Or Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic in the Air.
Those are the big ones. Oh, and Dance, and what's the one where you get down and do the worm?
I don't know that one.
You know, it's like, give it a little lower now, take it lower now. Damn it, I can't remember. I swear to God.
I don't know what that one is.
No, you do.
Probably the White Wedding.
We want to shout. Make the hills up and shout.
Oh, Isley Brothers.
Yeah. Is it called Shout?
Yeah, it's called Shout.
Yeah, it's called Shout.
Isley Brothers.
A little bit louder now. A little bit. Yeah, no, I don't need to hear it. That's what I'm saying. Like, every wedding you go to, that and whatever the electric slide is. Like, Jesus, this thing.
But how often do you hear this song in general? Maybe,
Doesn't matter. I go to enough weddings that I hear it my whole life.
I hear Baby Got Back at a lot of weddings.
Only if the baby got back, though.
Some of those babies, not much back.
No. Very little back.
So, yeah, not much
wide.
Back.
I got some acreage sideways. I don't have any
that's
acreage
a start.
Back. Is it?
That's a start.
Really?
I mean, you got to have some space.
To load it up.
Exactly.
My problem is it goes down the thighs, you know? It doesn't stay up where, where it seems
we call
like.
That, we call that a thootie.
Oh, a thootie. did we just make that up, or did we? Is that actually a
It's called
term?
A thootie.
I see.
No booty. No thigh, just thootie.
Okay, listen, did I already say caller 9? Because that's who gets these tickets. It's Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think Nicole already has the answer.
The tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So now that you've missed out on the tickets that you can win, you can get them from livenation.com at 10. Okay, Maria from Napa writes us every week.
She's you want to finish off our math thing before you move on to Survivor?
Yep, I do.
So first of all, I think I was right. Let me just jump back.
Of course you were.
And there's some texters saying I was wrong, but there's
I don't want to put any stereotypes on it, but of course you were right.
There's also people who are saying, Bryn, you're right. Somebody else says, ever since you brought up the lesser fewer thing, they can't get over it. They're saying we're saying things wrong. Guys, grammar problems. Amount, number, smaller percent, less percent.
Yeah, LOL. We get it. We're talking so, without thinking, without analyzing it. We're not writing.
Good God Almighty.
We're
it's
not
five
writing.
In the morning. Give
How
us
did
a
this
break.
Occur?
It's six.
How did this happen?
It's
How did
well,
we get stuck on a math problem?
The coronavirus. That's
oh
why.
My God. We all have it coronavirus.
Matters. It matters because
oh
we want
God.
To know what kind of risk we're at.
I for sure.
Here's what we know. We're dementia. All at risk. Well, the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Leave it at that.
Zombies.
Start your preparations
Even
now.
If you have guns, you're killing people with
first,
a virus. They're still regular human beings.
That's how it starts.
First thing that goes Sorry. In the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, Lo.
Grammar. Second thing that goes in the zombie apocalypse. Vegetarians. Okay, fine. Don't eat.
Vegetarians.
It's fine. Third thing that goes math.
Okay.
I'm not going to need those things. I've
oh,
spoken.
Man.
They
were pretty
Thank
far
you.
Then.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell us how smart you are.
No, I'm not. It took me 10 minutes to do this math problem. I'm not that smart. It's 2.6% as a death rate for coronavirus. 2.6%. And the regular flu is 0.05%.
Okay.
Which
so
is,
significantly lower
yeah,
than the risk.
That's 1/20th of a percent.
Yes. Significantly fewer people die
significantly
from
fewer.
The flu.
There is significantly less sickness.
Nice.
Okay, see, there was a fewer
long,
less.
There was something really.
You know, it's not bad, Marcus.
I'm telling you, dude.
You got to watch the show. You got to watch it. 800-400-3697.
Watch it at 800-400.
No, that's. See, I'm thinking, I actually think I might be losing my mind. Like, I think all the time, like, I can't think of the word for that. Oh. I even said Morgan earlier that I couldn't come up with his name again. I'm like, what's happening? The pathways of my brain are being destroyed.
I do this
it's the coronavirus.
Constantly.
Is it just an elderly thing? Or
I
is
think
it...
so, man.
Yeah, no, I think it's early onset. Anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
Where were we? Yeah. I forget. See?
Survivor.
And Maria. Maria. Just met a girl named Maria. So Maria is like our correspondent for Big Brother. She
okay.
loves that and she'll watch that. And she's our correspondent for Survivor. So she actually sits, I swear, I don't even take notes on the show anymore because
nice.
I know Maria is going to have, she hits all my
Maria.
Points. So if you're just joining us, you're only, I think there's only, we're only
three.
3 weeks
we're
in.
Only 3 in. Mm-hmm.
Although the first one was a 2-hour episode. So it's a Winners at War. It's
does
all
Boston
past-
Rob still wear his Red Sox hat?
Of course he does.
Okay.
It's looking disgusting, though. You know how when people sweat into something repeatedly, it gets that white line where it's just disgusting.
Right around the brim. Right?
Right?
I didn't
it's
realize
just,
that. I thought that
so
was like
gross.
A pattern. I thought that was intentional.
No.
When he was laying on the beach and he was like poking his the Adam with the leaf or something, I noticed, I was like, does he buy a new hat before he comes to the island?
Or does he wear his last gross
yeah.
hat?
I bet he wears it for good luck.
Yeah. Maybe.
I rock the gross hat, man.
Yeah,
I won with
sure.
that.
Where's Vaughn?
Vaughn is here.
Oh, there
he's
he
right
is.
Here.
Okay.
He's walking in.
I went, because last week we didn't, I was saying, you know, because Brandon was sitting in that chair, we didn't hear from Vaughn. Because he's a big fan.
You know, he was a Survivor. Fan for years and nobody knew it until this season. I
know.
Vaughn,
well, maybe
is,
last
Vaughn is my brother.
Yo.
Do I not get to be brothers with him?
I mean,
you know, I'm trying
You
to...
can't be my brother. You can be my sister.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't be my brother.
You can be whatever you want to be.
Can I?
You can be a brother.
I mean, I really feel like we should all just try to be what we want to be. And
well,
just,
you know,
like...
once you decide you want to be something else, then I'll refer to you as such.
There you go.
All right. All you know right. what? I'm just... I'll be the mother. Can I be the mother?
Sure.
All right. So, this Boss and Rob hat thing, really, that's not part of this whole thing. It could also be salt water that's kind of crystallized on there. Am I? I mean, doesn't salt water do that too? Leave like kind of
that quickly after it dries, sure.
Right, it dries up.
That's
sweat.
A little bit of crust.
Super gross. Okay. But I think that Boss and Rob actually put weight on to do this. He was big when he first. I'm like, you know, the daddy beer belly thing going on.
Oh, you think he put it on just so he could
because
like,
he
last
knows
longer and lose
gonna,
the weight,
right? Because the guys that come in there all muscle bound, there was a guy, I don't know, halfway through the whole run of the show, big black guy, like, cut, dude. Not an ounce of fat on him. And he quit the game. Not long in, either. He's just like, I can't do it.
Starving.
Like, he couldn't eat?
To sustain himself.
Nothing to sustain himself.
Yeah, I need some fat.
Yeah, and he just needed protein. And he was, you know, I mean, he still looked pretty buff, but he was like, I'm withering.
Really?
And he quit the game. And I think that was the first time anybody ever...
Just quit, because I'm like,
just quit.
You know what, I don't like this food y'all serving. I'm out.
Yeah. What food?
Peace.
That's the problem. Yeah, y'all ain't serving food. All right, so here we go. So there was a lot of, this is Maria. There was a whole lot of talking against Rob at the start of the episode. But that's the problem. People talk about Rob, but everyone is afraid. Like, Rob plays the perfect game.
They all punk out.
People are afraid to take him on because they know that anyone they tell that they're going to take him on is going to run to him because they all want to be best friends with Rob. That's why he's going to win this game.
He's got the psychological edge on everybody except one person. I don't know who that person is, by the way. I'm just assuming that that's going to be the case.
They're saying it's hard to be sneaky on Extinction with only three of them. So when you get voted off this season, you're not out of the game. You go to Extinction Island. And you... there's ways they have this whole fire token thing. I don't know how that's going to play out. It's like a currency that they can trade in exchange for certain things. So people on Extinction,
like food,
they could trade it for that. There were things, but they'd all have to band together to do it. But instead, they're doing it for like advantages and stuff. Did you like the mission to sneak up on the other camp?
Yes, that was pretty cool. Yeah. I've had it a few times before, but this one was really neat.
That ash thing on her forehead was so stupid, though.
Yeah, there's no
that was so dumb. I don't know why they're putting it. She looked the same. She's a little bit dirty, maybe, but...
Yeah, well, she should have just went, like, when she was covering up her nose and just kept her eyes. There was no need for the ash.
No,
dirt.
There wasn't.
And then they start
dramatic.
Spitting on it to make it stick.
Yeah.
He spits.
Gross.
And it just puffs up into her face.
Gross.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, but I was on edge when she was in the other camp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really good. That was like heart pounding, good time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Starting to move.
It's good, right?
The episodes are starting to move for me.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, for me, for people who've watched most of the seasons, like there's no catch up period. Like I know most of these people. I know them really well. I watch their seasons and stuff. But I would guess for you guys who are being forced into watching it, and not you, Mark, that it's fine. You know, it's like a regular season because you don't know any of these people.
Yeah,
I'm just glad Parvati's still there. I friggin' love
her
that
name
girl.
Is Parvati.
Her name is Parvati.
Oh, Parvati.
It's not Poverty.
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 Well, your mama don't like you at all.
We're gonna call her Poverty.
Expectations are low for this one.
Yeah. Well, she won a season, so I don't know what you get. $500,000 after you win. Yeah. So this is nice because it's a $2 million prize. So someone's gonna actually net $1 million.
Didn't someone die recently? He was on one of the original seasons of Survivor.
Did Rudy die?
Was it Rudy?
Yeah, I think so. He was a Navy SEAL or something. He was
so.
On the very
That's
first
right,
episode.
He did. And what about Naked
he was
Dude?
Like 80
is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Naked Dude is?
Yeah.
He went to
Richard
jail
Hatch.
Or something. Yeah, Richard Hatch.
They let him back on for like an all-star season maybe 5-10 years ago, whatever it was. And even then, his behavior was so outrageous that especially after the last season where there was an actual hashtag MeToo thing going on there, they're like, we can never really bring that guy back.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
He's really the blueprint for this whole game.
He really did, considering that none of them knew anything about how this game worked, he found a way to win that game and to make it happen. Because now everyone comes into it with an idea of how you play it or how you would play it. Adam, shut up, dude.
I love that.
Shut up.
Talking to everybody. What a dummy.
Yeah.
He's just so...
And he always looks so shocked. I was telling Brent earlier, I'm like, he's always like this.
Yeah. Is Adam a... Is
he's
a
local.
Adam a local?
Yeah, he's a local.
Yeah, so Yule,
he's
though...
Burlingame, I think?
Yeah, that's right. We looked this up. So Yule, who won season, I don't know, 11 or 12, Yule is going to be on the show. I think we're going to have him on next Friday to do the recap with us. And then the week after... Awesome. I know.
Well,
he's
more
not going to be
just
able
an introduction next, like, you know, with the recap. He might just sit in and he'll tell us if he can't answer things. He mainly was saying that he can talk about, you know, the very general terms as far as like what this.
I'm actually surprised CBS will let him go on the radio. I guess they just assume these people know better.
They know better, and I'm talking to his PR people too.
Right. So he good. So I want to keep it all above board because then after that, I think the week after next, he's going to come in because he's got a friend who has ALS and so he's doing a fundraiser for that. But, you know, it'll be just nice to touch base and I don't know how far he goes in the game. Obviously, nobody but he knows. So it'll be interesting to kind of set a baseline with him. And
yeah.
Yeah. I guess his wife is a big listener.
Yeah, Sophie.
Sophie. Hey, Sophie.
Super cool. I spent 20 minutes on the phone with him yesterday. Great time.
You spent 20 minutes on the phone with Yule?
Yeah.
And Sophie?
No, just Yule.
Just Yule. Just chatting?
Uh-huh.
Aww.
Just chatting.
What'd you guys talk about?
You know, all kinds of things about the penis.
What kind of stuff about the penis?
Wait.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding, Yule. Had nothing to do with that.
That's an inside joke from the show, Yule. We know you didn't discuss your penis. If you want to, though, we're totally open to it. It's not, no problems with that.
You know, just about what he can and can't talk about. I was at Trader Joe's, so I'm like, he goes, hey, let me find a conference room to, you know, so I can have some problems. Hold on, let me jump into the car real quick. So I'm sitting in the car talking to him about just, you know, everything.
Random stuff
and what he's up to. He seems like a very busy guy. So I'm just asking him to carve a few minutes out next week just to have an introduction to our show. And
it's almost good that they have featured him, and you see little, you know, you hear his voice as he's like almost the guy doing the voiceover. But he's laying low. Like, he's actually, and his tribe hasn't had a lot to worry about this time either. Not yet, anyway. The other thing I wanted to mention is am I the only one who was really surprised by who got voted off?
Yep.
Like, I'm like, that was out of the blue.
I thought I missed something. I like rewind, like I was, had to watch it again because I thought Adam was going to be voted off.
Lucky. Well, I thought it was going to be Adam or Parvati.
Oh, yeah.
Parvati. I thought those were the two choices. Parvati. All of a sudden the other guy's name starts coming out and I'm like, what the? She's great. I love Parvati.
I just like the name.
She's a hot little mix.
Brynn, what does she look like?
You know who she looks like? Hot ass Danielle. She looks like her and sounds like her.
Let's take a look. See.
But also, like, the people that were on, Amber and the other ladies that are
Natalie and Michelle.
Oh, that's her?
Danny.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's Danny. They were surprised when they saw him. They're like, he's like, hey, it's Ethan. And they're like, what? Like, they were very surprised.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we said, you know, we talk about it on Friday. Everybody had a chance to watch it.
Well, I mean, typically we try to.
Where's she from?
Who got eliminated, right?
Where is she from?
Where's Parvati from?
I don't know. Why? Do you like her? Isn't she so cute?
She's okay.
Oh, no. You got to get her. She just has a really cute personality.
Let me see.
She's all right.
Hold on. Let me see where she's from. She's from Florida. That's right. We talked about this before.
Mm. I swear to God, she's got to be a cousin of Danielle's. You guys know Hot Ass Danielle, don't you?
I've seen a picture of her,
Freaking. Looks exactly like her. All right, we're totally out of time.
Oh, my God.
That was fast. Goodness gracious.
It was. Well, you know, it's all of us talking. Hey, Vaughn, thank you for your special appearance today. Coming in, sitting in the big boy chair in there. Now get back to work. Get that looking glass going. All right, Marcus Osborne, do you have a tease for me for the upcoming
news? I do. Amid coronavirus fears, Facebook cancels its annual conference.
Uh-oh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.